reading kids a bedtime story to help them fall asleep has been in the parental playbook for pretty much forever. That trick apparently works on adults as well.
The founders of Calm, which is a meditation and relaxation app, were captivated by the descriptive writings of British author Phoebe Smith. She also happens to be a sleep expert, so they asked her if she'd be interested in contributing to their Sleep Stories series. She said yes, and now uses her nature-inspired travel experiences to write tales that send listeners to dreamland.
Here's a clip of her most popular story called Blue Gold, as narrated by British actor Stephen Fry.
You'll smell it before you even see it. That unmistakable aroma that fills your nose and seeps into your senses, instantly mellowing into a smooth and soothing scent. You breathe deeply, inhaling and exhaling this floral cloud, and as you do, something unexplained washes over you. Slowly at first, you feel your body begin to release its pent-up tension. Your breath becomes deeper, deliberate, calm.
Phoebe Smith is an adventurer, travel writer, broadcaster, and presenter in the UK. She's also the editor at large of Wanderlust Travel Magazine and the sleep storyteller in residence at Calm.com. Phoebe, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me. Good to speak to you.
Thank you so much. First of all, normally, you know, putting your audience to sleep is what you don't want to do. So how did you feel when you were first approached about this idea?
I have to admit, I wasn't sure whether I should be wildly offended or flattered, because, you know, someone says, oh, I read one of your stories and I think it would be great as a bedtime story to send grown-ups to sleep. And you sort of think, was it that boring? But but then I got my head around it and thought, When you think about the stories that you're read to as a child, it's not that they're boring. You actually ask to listen to them because you want to hear them. So they're interesting, but they kind of toe that line between getting you interested enough to want to hear it, but relaxed enough and so focused on it enough that you kind of can just drift off to sleep. So that was the challenge.
Now, you personally, you have battled insomnia for years. Can you talk about that? And was that the inspiration, or at least part of it, behind this idea?
Yeah. So as an adventurer, I actually put myself in very strange situations to spend the night. So I camp in very extreme places. So dangling off cliffs, inside glaciers, you know, the more extreme, the better. And I noticed that when I was doing those things, I was so focused on that particular thing I was doing that I slept really well. So the more crazy places I went to, that's when I could get a good night's sleep. But when I was back in my bed, sort of surrounded by all my things, my computer to one side, my phone, you know, suddenly all the noise is there and it's very difficult to fall asleep. So it definitely gave me inspiration to think, well, what would it take to kind of, what is it about these things that distracts me enough that I'm not thinking about everything else? And it is that focus on one thing. And so these stories work by doing that. They kind of get people interested and focused on one thing that they're very interested in. But then it's the way it's written, the way it's narrated, the way it's produced that gets people to kind of fall asleep.
So you're talking about the way it's written and the way it's produced. Is there anything else that leads to the goal of putting people to sleep?
Yeah, the words are so important and the structure of the story. So unlike traditional travel writing, which I, you know, still do for newspapers, magazines and radio, with those, you're trying to grab the reader's attention and kind of build tension as it goes. And, you know, pull them with you all the way to the end. So with this, it flips that completely on its head. So anything even remotely exciting or dramatic has to happen right at the start of the story. And then from that point on, it's all about using a lot of descriptive language, imagery, alliteration. So, you know, you heard Stephen Fry saying about, you know, soothing senses. And it's getting those words that make you feel relaxed just by hearing them. So I'm very careful when I'm writing it to make sure nothing jars the reader. So nothing like a crack or a, you know, a break or a word that would make them kind of sit up and listen like that. It's all about choosing the words. And when I write them, I speak it aloud as I go to make sure that just because it reads nicely in my head, once it's narrated, it doesn't kind of jar a listener so that they would wake up again.
Phoebe Smith is an adventurer, travel writer, broadcaster, and presenter in the UK. She's also a sleep expert, and we're talking about sleep stories, how to put adults to sleep by listening to bedtime stories right here on Central Time. Now, you were talking about Stephen Fry, and I'll get to him in just a second, but I wanted to go back. Your stories, do they have plots and characters, or are they just mostly like first person, you're walking into a field type stuff?
it's a mix. So most of mine are nonfiction. So they're still travel stories. Some of them are written describing you going through a place so that the listener can feel like they're there. Others are just very descriptive of the journey itself without sort of saying you, using the pronoun. So it's all based on places I've traveled to for work and experienced on various projects and adventures. And so I think that's really important, because if you have been to that place or you know it very well and something's said that's not quite right, it doesn't ring true, that would also wake you up. So it's kind of using the experiences that I've had and being able to kind of tell a really interesting kind of journey, almost, I'd say. So for instance, one of them I did that was based in the US, sort of in your region, was following the Mississippi from the sea right up to the source in Itasca, and obviously traveling through Wisconsin as part of that. So it's a meandering journey describing how that river changes from its kind of widest point where it kind of empties into the Gulf to going right up into kind of the big lakes and countryside and forest that you have up there in the north.
Now, we played that snippet from Blue Gold with Stephen Fry, and I admit, when I listened to it, I almost fell asleep myself.
Perfect.
Just his voice. His voice was great. Now, according to the article in The Guardian, it's your most popular. Why do you suppose people like this one so much?
I think yes, Stephen Fry definitely helps. He's got such a beautiful voice. But also I think, you know, the Lavender Fields of Provence is kind of an iconic destination. It's one of those places people kind of want to go to. And the idea of lavender for centuries, you know, from Roman times, the word lavender comes from, you know, to wash, to clean. It's always kind of been linked with people to sort of de-stressing, to winding down, to relaxing. So I think you've got a combination of a beautiful place, lavender, which already kind of gives you that sense of calm. And then you've got a beautiful voice that's talking to you and sending you off to sleep.
And finally, Phoebe, with about a minute left, what kind of sleep story are you working on now?
My most recent one is meandering through the canals and waterways of the UK, funnily enough. So I've come right back close to home here for a different waterway. And they always, I have a narrowboat myself. And when I first got in the waterway, someone told me it was the fastest way of slowing down. And so I hope to translate that into my story.
Phoebe, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate you spending the time. Phoebe Smith is an adventurer, travel writer, broadcaster, and presenter in the UK. We talked with her about her role as sleep storyteller in residence at Calm.com and her stories designed to help adults fall asleep.